God's local church mission. There are three passages of scripture to read. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and verse 28 simply reads, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." The commentary reads, "Notice that in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, that the church belongs to God, especially since he brought it with his blood." Matthew chapter 28, 19 through 20 supports the idea that the mission of God's church is to evangelize and edify God's way. Baptism is for people who have recently accepted Christ as their Savior or who have been evangelized. To evangelize means to help people get saved. Teaching people to observe the commands of God is edification. To edify means to help people grow in the Lord. God's way is according to biblical principles. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that without faith, that is, hearing and obeying, we cannot please God. Thus, the mission of God's church is to evangelize and edify God's way. Please read the appendix article on baptism and the Lord's Supper or communion. The second section in church is pastor. There are several scriptures to read. The first is Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, which says, "Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding." 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7 says, "Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap." 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4 says, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Numbers chapter 18, verse 21 says, "I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting." 1 Timothy 5, 17 through 18 reads, "The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, "Do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages."